Everybody, here we are, another show today. Today is Monday, June 25th, 2012, and thank you, Larry. We're on Station 1. We're on Station 1 also on Wednesdays, and then Station 2 on Friday and Saturdays. So let's see what we can do here. Since we're on Monday, we'll do some trauma releases, if anybody's had any trauma over the weekend. Remember, you have to think of what your trauma is. It could be anything, and just think of it here, and I'll see if we can release some of the energy on that that's recycling with you, keeping you in trauma. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, think of other trauma that you may have. And again, it could be a sub-trauma from the last one that we just got through clearing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll do one more. I'm on number 3. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Are you out there, Kathy?
I'm out here. Hi, Ron. Hi, everyone. Thank you for that clearing on trauma. You're listening to the BBS Radio Station 1, Creation Lightship Healing, with our host, Ron Amatron. This is our Healing Clearing Hour, where we discuss the application and use of the online healings that Ron has made to help us with ascension preparation and to have a better life. Your participation is welcome, either through questions to Ron or comments. You can type them on the user-friendly fast chat or by phone through the numbers provided by VBS on the Station 1 page. I've just typed in the toll-free number in the fast chat for the callers to use within the United States and Canada. Outside the U.S. and Canada, our number is listed on the VBS Station page 1. So, Ron, we have a question from the last show. May I go ahead and read it, or would you like to make some announcements?
Nope, that's good. What the question is. I always like questions.
Yeah. Okay, it's from Roger, and he says that time is flying by very fast since he's been active in the Creation Lightship. He says he's losing track of time, and former friends don't understand him anymore. They don't have anything in common. They seem to be on a different time zone reality. He would appreciate your comments to that effect.
Well, you're probably being brought more into the present moment. And so you're not also probably not running on a lot of different timelines that they're associated with. So what basically happens is, as you become more self-empowered, which means having your spirit more with you. I'm assuming that you've probably done a few clearings, which makes that so. Then all of a sudden, you're not controlled as much by the aliens. And by not having that control, you're able to free yourself from other people that are trying to control you also. Remember, the people that, in fact, everybody listening, you probably remember how you used to be. And you realize that now you feel much better and you're self-empowered because you're no longer the stew mix of other people's realities because you're becoming more self-empowered. That's what the clearings do for you. So that's what can happen is that people can will start to see their friends as being in the drama every day, the emotional situations, and they don't want to deal with them because there's no reason to. Why get taken on and abducted onto timelines because of somebody else's reality, maybe gossip or whatever you want to call that. So you just need to become self-empowered more, and the friends that you do have will be the ones that are more like you. So back to you, Kathy.
Sounds good, Ron. And I think we have a caller on the line. I heard a beep. If so, caller, would you please state your name and your question for Ron? Go ahead, please.
Hi, Kathy and Ron. This is Shelley.
Hi, Shelley.
Hi. The reason for my call is I'm wondering what is the next clearing that I would need to do. My son Sam was woken up in the middle of the night. He seen something that was kind of like a spider or a scorpion with two tails and pincers. It was about a foot long. And he said he woke up with something pinching him, and then he, we were moving the pillows, and he said he seen it again. I couldn't see it, but I could see the look on his face like he was really seeing something. And it took him about 3 hours to get back to sleep and wouldn't come back in my bedroom.
And what I would do is the alien attack page. So get on there. We have one for critters. And then also
I have that, and I was actually running it on my iPhone beside the bed. I do that every night.
Okay. Is the light beam picture up on it?
Yes.
Very interesting. They normally won't come around with the light beam picture up.
That's what I figured. I said it's probably better in my room with the light beam picture up.
Yeah. He's in a different room than you then?
Well, last night he was with me, and he said the thing was red.
Okay. I'll go after the energy and get rid of it. I'm already connected to it as I see that. But it's hard to say what may come after that if anything does come. It'd be a different,
okay.
Different race. Remember, everybody has time-coded energy stored inside of their body. That's what brings them in this lifetime. So, does he normally sleep with you, or does he just stay at home?
Every second night, he usually does.
Okay. Boy.
He sleeps in my room one night, and then his room, and my daughter and him, they alternate.
Well, let's see how this works out, okay? So I'll get rid of this race, and we'll see what happens with this particular group or whatever is there.
And Tamara has seen one of those blue beings at the end of her bed about a year ago. When I heard you talking about them, I understood what it was then.
Yeah. We want to purchase a couple of the pictures that we sell, the light beam. I think they're $10. They want to put that up into each room. Then what happens is when you get it, you give me a call and I activate it for you. That might help out some of that too, since you don't have probably the availability to have the actual, like a computer up in each room.
Right.
So we can give that a shot and see how that works out, okay?
Okay, that sounds very good. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, my son is listening. He's happy. He wanted me to call.
Hey, so
anything
if we can
for
get
more
the,
like
I'll
fear.
Take the energy off him that it left, okay? Just see how he feels, all right? So
okay.
You can ask him here. So here we go, taking the energy off him. And whatever made it connect here. We have stuff inside of us that can bring these things into us. We call it implants or whatever. Oh, coming off. Yeah, that one's released. How does he feel now?
He's downstairs because I got the radio playing downstairs, so it won't echo when I'm on the phone. And, you know, at the same time, all within the same 15 minutes, my dad got sick, and he's in the emergency, so he's very ill, and I'm wondering if they have a connection with, I know he doesn't have much time left, and Sam was there yesterday, if these things are leaving him and came on to Sam.
That could be also true because it could be in the DNA going from one person to the next. Boy, yeah, I'll see what I can do during the show here to release energies.
Thank you very much.
Okie dokie.
Good night.
Good night.
Hi. Ron, I think I heard another beep while you were speaking. If there's a caller there, will you please go ahead and state your name and question for Ron?
Yes. Hi, Ron. Hi, Kathy. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
So I had a question for Ron. Ron, I'm not quite sure that I can understand reincarnation, but my understanding about what's going on is that from the genetic pool, the aliens distribute so many genetic makeups for factory workers. And then they may make up genetically from the genetic pool music star to unite the black and white people, which is what they've done. And then they would make up a music star to unify country and Western music, which is what they have done. So I don't know if I call it reincarnation, but it seems like that could more so be called genetic manufacturing to me. I'm wondering if Ron had an opinion about that.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, there's so much with the timelines and how the old days it would look like we just have one timeline that we're on, and there's different, we're living, multiple lives on different timelines, but mainly to think that it wasn't as complex as what it is as we start seeing things now. Then also, what are they doing to the clone parts to bring in different people, different situations and stuff like that across the timelines? And then what are they doing for reincarnation? Remember, that they can go back in time when you were first born or before you were born and probably re-abduct you onto a timeline that you knew nothing about or what didn't even exist back then. And they're just doing a copy and paste. So it gets to be very, very complicated. I don't think I've probably answered your question exactly. But the whole thing is a timeline. And it's very hard to use a sentence. You're dealing with time, as you have to use the word time over and over and over again. And like earlier, the question was that time was speeding up and we're running out of time, and everything relates to time. And it's hard to live your life without talking about time, which is one of the main keywords. If we could, in fact, it'd be very interesting, since that keyword time, probably one of the implants that we have in us. And if that time was crashed, what would happen? The timelines just have the word lines. Maybe you would not be abducted onto the different timelines. I'm just talking out loud here. But it gets to be very confusing, as you don't know what they are capable of doing, and you could just use your imagination, and it could go in all different directions.
Well, we could crash a time, controlling a time, which is dark energy time, far more of a substantial time that would be more suitable for common activities. We could do that.
Yes, uh-huh.
That'd be nice, I think, that we could share.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, so I guess that's all that I would have about that then.
Yeah, because it's another way of looking at it.
Okay.
So,
okay, well, thank you, Ron.
Okie dokie.
Ron, back in the fast chat, Marie R. has a situation with her wrist. I know she's written in about it before, and something seems to be going on there. I just wondered if you could take a look at it for Marie R.
Naturally, when we deal with physical problems, I look at entities, number one, and then we'll see what could be connected there. So here we go. We'll first take away entities, which are emotional bodies. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we'll do alien entities, which would be the critters. Let's see if you can sense a change. 1, 2. This will also work for everybody else. Just kind of look at part of their body or something that has a problem. Well, alien critters. or you're specifying you want them released. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll just see if that has changed anything here. Okay, back to you.
Relating to time, that the question we had from Roger earlier, Liz was pondering if we can have a timeline crash on time itself, if we could do that.
Okay.
I think you mean the word time.
Yeah, okay, so here we go. Want me to crash word time?
Yes, the word time.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so let's do the letters. So let's do T. We're going to get rid of the T. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And M. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. M again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And E. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. How does that feel for you, Kathy? That was a little strange.
Yes, trying to collect my thoughts here.
Yeah.
I feel a shift for sure.
Yeah, it was definitely different.
Yeah, your question forced the shift. So I'm okay now. So another question, Ron, from Sue. It's about the spirit barcode. She's wondering, is it recommended to repeat the spirit barcode removal from time to time?
Spirit barcode. Boy. I would probably say maybe. I don't think the light ship is going to interfere with you too much, to have the aliens connect. Because once you're connected, you're connected. Can't guarantee it 100%, but I would say more than likely that one probably would not have to be redone. I have had people do some of the other barcodes, off and on, but the spirit one seems to be pretty sacred, especially if you bring yourself over with that clearing to the new planet, as you are, then connected. The light ship can watch over you, because you're not going to know what's going to happen until, ascension time comes. And then when it comes, they're going to just find you, because they already have your energy. So I just don't think maybe the spirit one is needed to be redone, but you could try it. But you may not feel really any effect on it. We'll just see what other people have if they've done it or not. I'm just kind of curious here. But I know some of the other barcodes, they can put things on. But the spirit one, the body one they can do. But the spirit one, I don't think so. So still dealing with that that timeline crash in the time. There's a lot going on there. So if you do feel a little weird, there's probably a major timeline or major controlling energy that's connected. It could be possible that that may be one of the major keywords for all the other, or a lot of the abduction, I can't say all, for part of the abduction process to use the word time. But you have to look at keywords. Just think how you find websites. You know, just think of yourself being connected. So you have your IP address. What about everybody has an IP? Internet, what is it, Internet Provider, I think, is what it stands for. And they give you a address, right? So if that's the case, then want to get rid of that IP address. But they're using time as probably the main medium to connect to us. You live in time, and they're providing the time highway here. Get rid of time or get rid of words that deal with time. I'm not saying to get rid of your clocks or watches. I'm just saying, you know, time itself. So anyway, we'll just see what happens here. Let's do a timeline crash or a timeline. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's Ed's question, crashing timeline. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. It's too bad we couldn't get rid of the canvas that we look at here. With the picture painted on it, you know? Get rid of that, and then you'd probably see the real energy that's here that's not painted on the canvas. When you come back, like on our Thursday calls, and we do the replica calls, and you come back, all of a sudden you're back here in real time. What's around you may not be real. You know, maybe it's be another hologram, but when you're back, and you're real. So you'll be real living in a illusion hologram. Anyway, see how people feel about that. So back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, people are typing in their comments. Ed says, wouldn't it be funny if we all disappeared during this time crash? And Liz had typed, I do feel quite odd. And I think as she was typing it, you were doing the timeline crash for timelines, and that statement of hers appeared 3 times on the fast chat.
Interesting.
She's saying maybe this will release a lot of the energy controlling abductions. And Jason's saying he feels lighter, Liz feels lighter, and everything shifted, is blurred. And now and he does feel different. And then let's see. Teal is asking to maybe crash these dates. 1-2-2-1-2012. That would be 12-21 of 2012, those numbers.
Yeah, we could try that. Here we go. So that's those key dates, key time. But that can still control you. That's why we have that 2012 abduction clearing on. Here we go. So the first 12, timeline crashing that. and I may need a lot more crashes than what I'm doing, but here we go. We'll just see how your body feels. So one, that's the main abduction timeline. And if you had a particular, I'm sure it could be related to a physical day. That would also be a connection. And then the time, clock time, we'll say, and they could have even put some loopholes in there, maybe, or some hidden stuff to where, which timeline are they using? The one that you're living on, or are they using another timeline of instead of like in the States where we have different time zones, maybe they're using a different Greenwich Mean Time for that, and everything is bounced off of that. I don't know what, I believe that they're numbered in the Greenwich Mean Time, 1, 2, 3, Maybe they're using just the first one. You attempt to do some timeline crashing, say that you're on hypothetically number 5, maybe it won't affect you. Maybe the clearing won't work because they're using number 1. And that could be divided off into your timeline after that. We're getting closer here anyway. So here we go. Help. So need somebody out there with a big brain here to figure this out. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let's do one timeline crash. Now we'll do the 21. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Resting. And 2012. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I wonder if there's a mirror image of that. You know, you can look at the 12 and the 21 and saying that, yeah, you know, the numbers are first, but maybe there is a sequence where maybe it's like completely reversed to where the numbers, like the 2's facing the other direction. Let's just try that for the heck of it here. So we know how the 1 looks, how it's printed there in the fast chat, how you make a number 1. With the little piece on the top side going to the left and the line on the bottom. So let's just take that and reverse it. Okay? Be like looking at that and looking at it through a mirror. Here we go. Do the 1. You seen that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the 2 will just have it reversed here, facing the other direction. You seen that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I will do the 2 the same way. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Well, I'm yawning. And the 1, same process. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we'll do 2012. We'll do each number at a time. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 0 is not going to do much because a 0 is a 0, so we'll do it anyway. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we're going to do the 1 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, we'll just see what that seems to do there. I guess we're talking about time, timelines on this show, working out implants that we have inside of us attached to that particular time. So I'm going, just think of when your ancestors, unless you're, Indian descent, North American Indian descent, but typically if you're not, then you have the timeline that you got brought onto when you first stepped, your ancestors first stepped onto the United States or whatever country you're in if you did any traveling. So remember, you didn't have probably a grid line at all when you were in a boat. As you lost your grid line for where you used to live. So then you're traveling on the boat, and you came here. Now, naturally, if you came here, you know, like on a plane or something, it would be the same process. So when you first step foot here, when you got placed onto a timeline in that particular city, so let's just say that hypothetically you came to, I guess it's Ellis Island, New York, is it Staten Island or Ellis? Kind of thing.
Ellis.
We'll get some comments there. Pops up here from New York here, but one of those, anyway, where people came
in. Ellis Island.
Yeah, and they had that clearinghouse there where they looked at people, inspected them and stuff. But right away, once you walked off, got off of that ship and you touched ground, then now you're on a different timeline. That would be one that you probably would want to crash. You probably wouldn't know when it would be, but you could probably just go in and do a timeline crash on that because your ancestors now got put onto that timeline there. And that started the whole process of being here in this country on this particular country's timeline. It's like a major timeline. And from there, it probably branches off into other timelines going into different states, maybe even the time zones, and then naturally going down to different cities, et cetera. So just kind of one way of looking at it. Also, the natal chart might even be great help for this too. It doesn't deal with timelines. It does get rid of places and numbers and letters. Anyway, I guess back to you, Kathy. We'll just see what up with here, how people have felt maybe. You can have some more callers. We got about a half an hour to go on the show here. So back
some
to
people
you.
Are getting chills. Stephanie's getting the chills. Some my hands are getting chilly, and my face is getting flushed. Some people are feeling it very strongly. Jason says he is. And there's been a lot of comments saying that it's powerful. Stephanie's wondering if we should do a space-time crash for these timeline crashes.
Yeah, let's do that here. So here we go. Bring us back here. So one, two, and also, I was also thinking of when we started doing that, when Heal came on and mentioned something that we're dealing with before that, maybe even an odd harmonics. I think Liz said she felt odd. Look at that, as odd harmonics. We'll do something with that, with even and odd. But here we go. Space-time crash, bring you back. One, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's do a one for being odd, feeling odd. So that could be more odd harmonics coming into us. We don't say we ever feel even. We always say we're feeling odd or different. Let's do an odd one. In fact, let's do a timeline crash for odd. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll do a timeline crash for even, which would be the opposite of odd, I would guess. So we'll just look at it that way, even and odd harmonics. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So back to you, Kathy.
Some people are saying they're dizzy, chilly, warm, really feeling that space-time crash. Jana says she's rocking and rolling with the space-time crash. And now there were some questions that got all chalked up. One was from Larry. He mentions that we may have delusional timelines, and they're maybe from a satellite. And wants to know if he or you could crash delusional holographs from satellites.
Yeah, let's try that, sure. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll have to, we'll do another one here. Now, this is kind of a person contacted me, and I mentioned this maybe before, but maybe not. We talked about having like dumb clones, you know. So the person needed to have a little more smarts for a couple of days, right? And knowing that they're being changed out all the time, they didn't want to have one that was a dumb or stupid one, so they requested a smarter one. And sure enough, I guess their IQ increased. So anyway, you know, why not ask for a smarter clone, you know? Anyway. Back to you, Kathy. Kind of funny when I was thinking about that. They are with us, so why not, you know? At the floor.
Okay. I don't know if you saw Ed's question. You mentioned it, but I'm not sure if we addressed it. Ed was asking, right after Larry's question, can we crash the matrix that timelines exist within?
Okay,
the matrix that timelines exist within.
I'm looking at it, and it looks like, I don't think so, only because it's so complex. We can try that, but I don't think it's going to. Not saying it won't work, but it's probably a zillion times more than what we think it is. But here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So somehow everything is connected some way into a timeline, and timelines cross over. So let's see. Looking here. Well, if the timeline is crashed in the Matrix, where are we going to go to, okay? Probably all that went away, then, like I said, you'd be seeing the true Earth in front of you. If you're on the true Earth, okay? So that can get kind of scary, too. What if you're living in a reality, listening to this program that's not the real Earth, and you got rid of the reality that created your reality, then are you going to be lost in space? Oh, something to ponder. Back to you, Kathy.
Regarding the clones, Marcy says, clones are dumbed up, and they are attempting to dumb us up. Nikki says, I always ask for a smarter clone when I start to do my to help her with her homework. And Larry's asking about the timeline. He says, could a timeline blow an orb around the mind for a delusional state?
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, I would think so. Maybe the orb is connecting more with the jellyfish energy, bringing in programs. Boy, just wish we could find the original timeline and I have it released and have everybody back off and take all their marbles and go home. We could be having a great time where we're supposed to be. I don't know if the initial spirit energy that's here that you came in with, if they severed, in fact, we're going to do a clearing on that here. So let's assume that they disconnected you when you first came here and you went into your soul family. So you had your brochure in your hand and all the pictures and everything else. Bus ticket on the other hand, you know. And you wanted to come here, and they severed that connection to the real Earth. And then they fabricated the real Earth, and maybe also even had you look at it once. But let's take the connections that they have disconnected, and we'll put those back into place, because your spirit knows about that. Here we go. One. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see what kind of comments we get here. So back to you, Kathy. Interesting.
Whoa, really felt that one, too. They're all catching up to me now.
Yeah, my clock is on the computer, all fours.
So yeah.
If you're not on this coast, it won't be, but I'm going to go out to these fours now. So let's do a timeline crash.
Three fours.
Yep. One. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Ron, while you were addressing Larry's original question about the timeline blowing an orb around the mind for the delusional state, while you were speaking about that, you said yes, probably, and then he had typed, so can we timeline crash this delusional orb timeline?
Yeah, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Kathy, back to you.
Stephanie said that sounded good, what you had said. And then David was experiencing other timeline bleed-throughs. Mike P. says this is an empowering timeline crash. And Liz is asking, she didn't feel it that much, maybe because she's in the Eastern time.
Very
possible. If we have a caller.
Yep.
Possible, he said, Liz. Oh, so, Ron, we have a caller. We have just a few minutes left, but caller, if you could go ahead and state your name and question for Ron.
Yeah, hi, Ron. I'm and Kathy, I'm Larry. Yeah, Ron, I have seen these timelines that they go to this invisible area that you can't ordinarily see in space. I mean, you can see space, but you can't see this gray area that's invisible that they camouflage. And this is where the capsule is with the android. And then he'll send signals out, or he sends timelines out through this capsule that he lives in, and he sends them to the people on the Earth. But then I've seen, it's very invisible. It's a murky gray area that you can't see ordinarily, but you can see it when you perceive through it. But then I've also seen this invisible timeline, like you would have an underground timeline, cable going to your home for electricity. I've seen this like underground line, maybe what you're saying, a main cable that's going out somewhere to the different planets, alien planets, or it's a satellite, a power centers, I think, of some kind. Anyway, I'll let you piece that together for me. I'll just stand by and listen, okay?
Yeah, it feels like you're seeing the man behind the curtain controlling things there. And
okay, all right.
So it feels like looking like if you were to see our anatomy, you're seeing all the different capillaries going everywhere in the veins and arteries, et cetera. It's hard to figure out one to maybe attack or to do a timeline crash on. And probably want to start with the ones if you're going to be doing that, since you're seeing some of that. Just the ones that are more common to you, you know, where you're living, and work out from there. Going out too far, kind of crash something that's maybe in the beyond or a ways out, may not, could affect you, and you may think that might be the way to go to is to get at the root of it. You know, but I think on the timeline crashes, want to get where you live and go out from there, you know, how it's affecting you here, and move up the stages going back. So, like I said, I just wonder, we're looking at computer technology and, you know, the ones that are responsible for doing this here, which I'm not saying that those people's names are doing it, the major companies, basically, but, everybody involved with doing programs, et cetera, may have some kind of link to everything, too. So,
They may be all interconnected then.
Yeah, because you know, if you just take your computer, how it works, that's just, we're in the below section of that, and they're in the above, you know, and we're getting trickled down on our computer technology here, what's really happening. All programs interface back and forth. really couldn't put a virus in their system.
Well, they have an electric panel for the main city area or the main park, mobile home park, whatever you live in, and then they have to the main control area at their corporation, I think, is the main electrical control operation there. So then it's distributed from there to all these other facets, and then the lines are, I think they're broken down into finer particles of, they call it glass, the electrical transmission through glass, cable windings, small wire windings, which is glass, which is the latest technology to transmit the signals to the computers and TVs and telephones.
Yeah. Is that fiber optics then, are you talking about?
Yes, fiber optics, yes.
Yeah, it's...
like a thread, like thousands of pieces of thread through one cable.
Yeah.
For the signals.
Then they use the term matrix, you know. That's what they use that on each individual line, too. And, thanks. Thank you for calling, Larry.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, boy. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, we just have a few minutes left, Ron. There was a question from Janice earlier regarding the spirit barcodes, and something maybe we all wonder now and then. When we're feeling like we need to redo our spirit barcode, she's wondering if that's the entities talking to us.
It could be. I don't know if anybody has redone theirs, if they could really feel a difference. I don't know if you would even feel the difference too much with your spirit. Your body, you would. Spirit, very possibly not. So I just don't know what to say on that one. If you got to redo that, I would typically say no, not needed, but can't give 100% on that, but I would say, you know, more than likely, probably not, because once you do it once, you're connected. Oh, our time is coming to a close here. That probably maybe a minute or two left here.
We have some final comments I can mention here regarding that
crashing
the delusional orb timeline. Mike P. says he felt a strengthening sensation with that disconnect. Thank you. Jana says, very interesting, powerful. Nikki says she felt herself getting stronger. So I just want to mention, too, that some people had sent questions to clsquestions@yahoo.com, which is our form for Q&A. Normally, the questions are read on the program. If you indicate which program on the subject line that you'd like your question read. Tonight we had a few and didn't get to them. I've communicated with the people in the fast chat who wrote those questions that we can carry those questions over to the later show. And so, Michaela, if you're listening, I hope that's okay. If you're listening to the later show, okay, I see you are. So, and David is too. So thank you very much, everyone, for your participation tonight. Ron, over to you.
Okay, so I'll just bring in some peace energy for everybody. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll see you all later. Maybe have another program for 3 hours in length in an hour. You can go to the website on the top right. Have an icon there which you can click on. And just click on it. Same way you can get on to this program with BBS. The same icon is there, little radio tower. So, see you later, everybody. Thank you, Kathy. And, have another fun evening here. Already started. And we'll see if we can continue on with this here. Or something else. But if not, we'll see you on BBS on Wednesday. We're at 7 o'clock, Station 1. Our following shows are Friday and Saturday, and we're on Station 2. at the same time, which is 7. Well, blessings, everybody. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you later. Bye, everyone.